This is just an announcement for projects in 17 states and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, which these announcements are regarding loans and grant assistance to create jobs and boost economic development in rural areas. And several of these states are in areas that you are probably interested in, and the types of opportunities are through three different programs. One of them is called the Intermediary Relending Program, which the purpose of this program is to provide funds to local organizations, which we refer to as intermediaries, for the establishment of revolving loan funds. And these loan funds are used to assist with financing business and economic development activity to create or retain jobs in, you know, in remote rural communities. And these intermediaries or third parties are encouraged to work in concert with the state and regional strategies to provide funds for, you know, rural businesses and communities. And so we have several of those. And then we also have the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, which is, we call it REDLEG, which is the REDLEG is provides zero interest loans and grants to local utilities, which then in turn lend the funds to local businesses, which are considered the ultimate recipients for projects that will create and retain employment in rural areas. And these kind of program funds fund business startups or expansion, business incubators, education and training facilities, community development, healthcare, and other activities that support rural jobs. And then the last type of program that we have made are funding and announcing today are under our Rural Business Opportunity Grants, which are provided to promote sustainable economic development in rural communities. Since the start of the Obama administration, $13 million in these grants have been provided to help more than 430 businesses and community projects in rural communities to fund new opportunities for growth. And we can talk about individual projects if you like.
Sure, absolutely. If you could give us some examples, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Missouri. So in Missouri, we, under our the one I referred to as our IRP or Intermediary Relending Program, we have two recipients. One is the Justine Peterson Housing and Reinvestment Corporation, which is a loan amount of $750,000, and those funds will be used to establish a revolving loan fund to assist small businesses. And then the second one in Missouri is for the Missouri Research Corporation, which the loan amount is $1 million, and funds will be used to establish a revolving loan fund to assist small businesses in southeast Missouri. And the anticipated amount of job creation is 200 jobs. So we're excited to announce those today. And then we have a project in Wisconsin, which is under our Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. And that grant was to the Polk Burnett Electric Cooperative, and that was to support funds to construct a fire station for a firefighting association that serves six townships. We also have a program in South Dakota that was funded, project under our IRP program, which is the third-party relending program, and that was to the in South Dakota, that's to the West River Foundation for a loan amount in the amount of $750,000, and those funds will be used to provide loans to public and nonprofit organizations to relend for business and community development projects. And these projects are anticipated to create approximately 100 jobs. So those are a few of the types of projects that we have made announcements for today. The ones in Ohio, the one under the Intermediary Relending Program is in the amount of $500,000, is to the Neighborhood Development Services Incorporated. And these funds will be used to provide loans to public and nonprofit organizations to relend for business and community development projects in Summit and Portage counties.
All right. Well, when people hear these kind of announcements, some businesses may be thinking, well, how do I get in on this and when is the sign up for the next go around? And it also begs the question about the budget constraints that are on every department in the government right now. So can you talk about those?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And as a these small businesses and third parties, we really want to make sure that they take advantage of every opportunity that we have. These programs are ongoing, so there's money that's given out periodically depending on what comes in on the pipeline. Of course, you know, we only know what we have through September 30th because of the budgetary uncertainty. But for folks that want to have more information and want to make sure that they get their application in, for USDA, we have, you know, a very large field presence. And so for any part of the country in the rural areas, which we're talking those places that have less than 50,000 inhabitants, then if someone just goes to our website, which is www.revdev.usda.gov, so ruraldevelopment.usda.gov, so it's www.rurdev.usda.gov, and they type in their zip codes, and that will give you a list of, you know, the closest field office and or the closest state office. And then also our programs are all described on our website. Once they do that, then the application process is explained. And then, you know, we have technicians and business loan folks and good employees across the country that are there to help assist people so that they know when the funding period, you know, is available. These are the ones we're announcing today. We announce them periodically as they come through the pipeline up through September 30th if we still don't have a budget, but we're hopeful.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just appreciate you covering this, and really just want to emphasize again that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is committed to helping in rural communities throughout the country. Right now we have a $188 billion portfolio of programs designed to improve the economic stability of rural communities. We have the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, who's committed to rural development, and hope that your listeners will take advantage of our programs and services. So thank you for covering this.